Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week's topic is, who's in authority? I'll remind you once again of my formula to identify authority, which is to first identify responsibility. And today we're asking that question when it comes to our jobs. Now this can get pretty complicated, and here's why. As grown adults, we see ourselves as equals to our employers, working out a business agreement. I give you work, you give me money. So when a boss or a supervisor asks you to do something that you don't want to do, you get offended, even to the point of questioning their authority. Years ago, I owned a satellite business and employed a service manager. He and I disagreed over how to install the amplifier on the satellite dish. I insisted that it needed all 8 bolts and a bead of silicone around the edge. He insisted that 4 bolts was enough and that the silicone was overkill. The disagreement was so great that I felt the need to check up on his work. When I went to a job he had completed the day before, removed the amplifier cover, and guess what I found? Yes, 4 bolts and no silicone. When I confronted him about it, he once again argued his point, to which I replied, "The next time a customer has water damage, are you going to pay the $150 for a new amplifier?" And he said, "No way, I'm not responsible for that." And I shot back, "Exactly, I am. So as long as I'm the one who must pay the price for the decision, I'm the one who gets to decide." There's actually more to that story. Over the years, I became convinced of the same opinion. 4 bolts was enough, and silicone was not necessary. Did he prove me wrong? Yes. But did that give him the right to overstep my authority? Absolutely not. As long as I was the one that was responsible for the consequences, I deserved the right to be an authority. So when your boss has you do something that you don't especially agree with, even if you're right, remember to apply this formula. And join me again tomorrow as we ask the question, who's in authority? That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.